Questo podcast è stato realizzato nell'ambito del progetto PRIN 2020 REACT.
Welcome everyone. This podcast was prepared by the University of Florence within the REACT project. I am Nicola Zerini, Associate Professor of EU Law, and today I will interview Martina Colli, a PhD candidate at the University of Florence and the University of Maastricht. Martina has an expertise on the different instruments through which the institutions of the Union have been trying to counteract the so-called rule of law crisis, a phenomenon of deterioration of some of the pillars of modern democracies, which is affecting some EU member states, particularly in Eastern Europe. Martina will focus on one of the newest and more promising instruments, known as conditionality regulation. However, I don't want to anticipate, so my very first question to Martina is, what is the conditionality regulation, but also, why did we need a new instrument in addition to the existing ones?
The conditionality mechanism is a relatively new instrument of the European Union, which is based on Regulation 2092 of 2020, which entered into force in January 2021. It is a new addition to the current multiannual financial framework, which runs from 2021 to 2027. The objective of the conditionality mechanism is the protection of the budget of the European Union in cases of breaches of the principles of the rule of law in a member state. But what is the rule of law? The rule of law is one of the values on which the European Union is founded under Article 2 of the Treaty on the European Union. These values have to be respected and promoted not only by the institution of the European Union, but also by the member states. And the conditionality regulation itself includes a definition of the rule of law for the purpose of its application. And it states that the rule of law includes the principles of legality, legal certainty, prohibition of arbitrariness of the executive power, effective judicial protection, including access to justice by independent and impartial courts, separation of powers, and non-discrimination and equality before the law. The idea behind the conditionality regulation is that the violations of the rule of law are not only problematic as such, but also capable to harm the financial interests of the European Union. As the Court of Justice confirmed in the judgment concerning the validity of the conditionality regulation, violations of the rule of law in a member state may well result in the fact that the expenditure covered by the budget of the European Union do not satisfy the financing condition laid down by EU law. The conditionality regulation itself provides a list of examples of breaches of the principles of the rule of law, such as endangering the independence of the judiciary or failing to ensure the absence of conflict of interest. It is important to stress that the conditionality regulation is a complementary instrument. The Commission can only recourse to this mechanism if it believes that it protects the EU budget more effectively than other procedures set out in the budget legislation. This means that before starting the procedure foreseen by the conditionality mechanism, the Commission has to perform a complementarity test and consider, in particular, whether other existing procedure would allow also to cover the effects of rule of law breaches on the budget, and also consider the effectiveness of the kind of measures that can be adopted under those procedures. And this is because the idea behind the creation of the conditionality instruments is to have a new tool capable to address violations that could not be tackled by other instruments for the protection of the EU budget. This is the case of situations where the Union budget is affected in a widespread and serious manner, due, for instance, to national laws precluding effective judicial review of administrative decision to implement the Union budget, or obstructing referrals of relevant cases to the Court of Justice of the European Union, or due to the lack of independence of national courts.
Thank you very much, Martina, for this clear explanation of what the conditionality mechanism is and also of the reasons why it is important to have these instruments in the rule of law toolbox. But let's now move to the practice. So how does the conditionality mechanism work and was it ever activated?
The conditionality regulation introduces an horizontal mechanism that allows the Union to adopt measures concerning all European funds, including the extraordinary resources of the Next Generation EU, against a member state where breaches of the rule of law, and I quote, affect or seriously risk affecting the sound financial management of the union budget or the protection of the financial interests of the union in a sufficiently direct way. Therefore, in order to activate the conditionality mechanism, it is required a sufficient direct link between the violations of the rule of law and the impact on the proper spending of the union budget. And only if such a condition is satisfied, then the mechanism can be activated. It is for the European Commission to make such an assessment and then start the procedure. Indeed, if the Commission considers that there are serious grounds to believe that a breach of the rule of law in a member state directly affects the budget of the Union, it shall then address its concern to that member state with a written notification. As we said, the Commission must be sure that the conditionality mechanism protects the EU budget more effective than other budgetary procedures. In response to the Commission proposal, the member state concerned can make observation and also propose the adoption of measures to remedy the violations and to address the findings set out in the notification of the Commission. If the Commission is, however, not satisfied with the information and the measures taken by the member state, it will then refer the matter to the Council of the European Union and propose a series of financial measures to be adopted against the member state. The Commission has to explain why the measures proposed are proportionate to address the problems found and protect the budget of the Union. These measures include the suspension and the reduction of payments, the suspension or termination of legal commitment, and the prohibition on entering into new legal commitments or new agreements. It is then to the Council to have the final say. Indeed, it is the Council who has to approve the measures proposed by the Commission through a qualified majority vote. Of course, the Council can also decide to amend the decision of the Commission or to reject it. And the same procedures applies also for lifting the measures. Indeed, where the Commission considers that the conditions for maintaining the measures are no longer fulfilled, it submits to the Council a proposal for an implementing decision lifting the measures, and the Council has to vote in this respect. It is important to stress that the adoption of the measure under the regulation does not impact the financial recipients and the beneficiaries of the funds of the European Union, as they shall continue to receive their payment directly by the Member State concerned, even when the measures are in place. The conditionality mechanism has been activated only once against Hungary. Indeed, in September 2022, the Commission adopted a proposal for a Council implementing decision against Hungary. The Commission justified the activation of the conditionality mechanism mainly on the basis of breaches of the rule of law concerning the malfunctioning of the authorities implementing the Union budget and the authorities controlling the use of EU funds. In particular, the Commission found recurrent and systemic deficiencies in public procurement procedures in Hungary and in preventing and detecting conflict of interest. These issues were found to constitute breaches of the rule of law and in particular of the principles of legal certainty and prohibition of arbitrariness of the executive power, and also raised concern as regards the separation of powers. Additional issues identified by the Commission concern the limitations to the effective investigation and prosecution of alleged criminal activities, the organization of prosecution services, and the absence of a functioning and effective anti-corruption framework, also because of the lack of effective judicial remedies before independent courts. On 15 December 2022, the Council followed up and adopted an implementing decision under the conditionality mechanism. It therefore suspended against Hungary 55% of the budgetary commitments under three operational programs in cohesion policy, which were to be protected as a priority because they are implemented mainly through public procurement. The amount is less than 65% threshold proposed by the Commission, and it approximately amounts to 60.3 billion euros.
Thank you again, Martina. As we said, the conditionality mechanism is one of the instruments in the rule of law toolbox. And there are other instruments which, like the conditionality mechanism, rely on the so-called financial leverage. So I would come back to one of my first questions, and I'd like you to elaborate a bit more on what is the added value of the conditionality mechanism compared to other instruments which can also rely on the financial leverage, and also to tell us something about the potential or actual interaction between the conditionality mechanism and other instruments in the rule of law toolbox.
The conditionality mechanism is a double-sided instrument which allows to protect the EU budget and enforce the rule of law at the same time. Indeed, by protecting the budget, the Union is protecting the rule of law and vice versa. Yet, the conditionality mechanism is not the only financial instrument that can be used to protect the budget from rule of law violations. There are also other procedures that allow the protection of the EU budget from actions or omissions by national public authorities, such as those foreseen in the Common Provisional Regulation for Shared Management Funds, in the Common Agricultural Policy legislation, and in the programs financed by the Next Generation EU. In comparison with these other instruments, the conditionality mechanism remains more efficient to tackle systemic and widespread breaches of the rule of law, and it offers a lot of flexibility on the measures to be adopted. Yet, it should be considered as a tool to be used for the protection of the EU budget alongside these other financial instruments. That said, we must not make the mistake to believe that the conditionality regulation is the panacea to solve the rule of law problems in member states such as Hungary and Poland. Indeed, the conditionality mechanism is not a substitute for the use of other procedures such as infringement actions or the procedures under Article 7 of the Treaty on the European Union, and it should not be understood in such a way. Rule of law conditionality is an important but tailored instrument which can shield the EU budget from certain adverse effects of rule of law deficiencies, and it can exert pressures on the member state. But it cannot fully restore compliance with the values under Article 2 of the Treaty on the European Union and solve the rule of law crisis alone. And this is especially the case considering that the rule of law crisis is the result of several political, economic, and societal problems. Finally, we have to consider that rule of law conditionality is an instrument that really bites only for those member states which are the greatest beneficiaries of EU funds, such as Hungary and Poland, while it is much less effective if used against countries who are less dependent from the EU budget. That said, the adoption and activation of the conditionality regulation is an important step and is a remarkable signal sent by the institutions of the European Union that EU money goes hand in hand with the respect of EU values.
Thank you, Martina, for helping us understanding the conditionality mechanism. Time will tell. However, for the moment, we can certainly welcome this new instrument, and we must hope that political considerations will not impede its concrete functioning when the conditions for its activation are met.